VIP. Let's kick it.
What is up, wrestling fans, and welcome to your pre-Heart River Rumble edition of the Below Zero Radio Podcast, presented by Tundra Insurance. I am your host, Showtime Rocky Allen, and for the first time ever, not joining me today is BZW Commissioner Nick Stokey, who is already in West Central North Dakota getting this bad boy ready for all of you to enjoy. It is going to be a show, and we have a phenomenal show lined up for you folks. We've got Mr. Bang himself, Brandon Nitro, going to briefly run through the AEW Revolution card, maybe make a few predictions, and of course, preview this jam-packed show in Bismarck. Just so everybody knows, 6 o'clock doors, 7 o'clock show, all ages show at the Joanne Hetzel Memorial 4-H building in Bismarck, North Dakota. Tickets are $10, and this is an all ages event. And boy, are we excited to put it on for you. And I myself, Showtime Rocky Allen, am making my Below Zero Wrestling debut. Not gonna spill the beans as to where you might see me pop up, but very, very excited to do so. All right, let's very briefly get the breaking news. Downtown Petey Brown, this is actually broken on Below Zero social media channels. And folks, if you are not following Below Zero Wrestling on Twitter, Facebook, what have you, get it done. Breaking news, promotions, mailing lists, all sorts of things. I'm constantly being made available to the BZW fan by our good and gracious leaders, Zach and Nick, almost every day. And that is how we found out that Downtown Petey Brown suffered an ankle injury, and Uriah Upton, I'm going to go with Uriah, feeling that J there is soft. Uriah Upton taking his place, challenging Kyle Pro in Kyle Pro's first Sub-Zero Championship defense. Uriah Upton, folks, is an exciting young talent from Rio Vista, California, trained by Nick Eugene Dinsmore and Lucky Lund, a master of the 619 and the 24-carat stunner. I am excited to watch this young man work for the first time in Below Zero Wrestling. I think he's going to deliver, and Kyle Pro, looking to defend that title for the first time, should be exciting. As I mentioned, let's take a brief look. You know, we always try to do this. Big pay-per-views, big premium live events are coming up. We take a look, and we're not just a WWE fan podcast or a BZW podcast. We're a fan of everything podcast, and this AEW card looks quite stacked. Always interested in any time Jon Moxley and Adam Hangman Page get together, but man, a Texas death match, there could be some blood there. AEW not at all afraid to show some color, and these two are violent human beings. Very, very interested to see what Mox and Hangman do to each other in such a match. I do think Hangman kind of needs the dub, and they'll probably put him over Moxley right now. It's pretty bulletproof. Enjoy the trio's titles and really enjoy the Carry On My Wayward Son entrance from the Bucks and Kenny Omega. Very, very interested to see how that whole thing goes. But love the trio's concept. Love it as something that differentiates AEW and WWE. You know, every company seems to have tag titles, a women's title, a top title, and a title underneath that. And I know AEW has too many belts, especially now. They're starting to really integrate the Ring of Honor belts. I think that's a valid criticism. But it is fun to differentiate yourself, and the trios is a way to do that. One really well-told, long-form, if you will, wrestling story this year has been the Luchasaurus, Jungle Boy, and Christian Cage angle. Finally paying that off, and finally paying that off, and I am very excited to see how they choose to do so. Christian's such a good talker, has been such a good talker for such a long time, and I cannot wait to watch that match and see it, if Jungle Boy finally, I mean, that's what they pay to see, right? You pay to see the bad guy get beat up, and I'm excited to see Jungle Boy potentially get his come up, or excuse me, Christian get his come up and served up by Jungle Boy. This has been an unbelievable build. They've done it slow. They've done it the right way. Chris Jericho versus Ricky Starks. Ricky Starks is a super duper star, man. I watched Ricky since his days in NWA Power, and I think he just is a super duper star. I love that Jericho is shining his Jericho dust all over Ricky Starks. The Jericho Appreciation Society barred from ringside. I feel like because with that stipulation, we expect Jericho to lose. We might get the old Swerveruski, and Jericho goes over. But Ricky Starks, this could make him. I mean, this victory over Chris Jericho could make him. You talk about big meaty men slapping meat. Wardlow versus Samoa Joe has some high level potential of just absolute two hosses tossing each other around. Very, very excited for that matchup. And then MJF Danielson is so fascinating. You know, so many folks talking about MJF, you know, his character not really needing the title. You know, he always talks about being the demo, you know, the demographic guy, although I think that the demo god might be Chris Jericho. But he's able to rightfully point to, you know, massive rating spikes when he comes on the screen for TNT. But if he drops the title to Danielson and just starts another feud, I don't know if he becomes any less valuable. And it's an interesting story to try to tell, you know, that MJF could wrestle Bryan Danielson for 60 minutes and win. I just don't know that they need the strap on him, but this would, you know, not be a very long title run if Bryan Danielson goes over. Now, is it going to be nefarious? Yeah, I believe so. I think that's very, very likely. Even with the support of the Blackpool Combat Club, I still believe that MJF finds a way to, you know, as I mentioned, nefarious victory. But I just, as much as I don't believe that MJF, the character, needs the title to be over and to spike a rating and to get people's eyes on him, I still just don't know that I'm ready for this title reign to be over, especially with the standard that's being set on WWE television, their direct competitor, you know, by Roman Reigns and everything that Roman is doing with the title for the length of time that Roman is doing what he is doing with the title. Folks, if you rent or own a home or own a vehicle, you need insurance, and you should probably let someone do the shopping for you. In fact, have Ross or Quinn at Tundra Insurance in Horace, North Dakota, do that. Give them a call at 701-969-1661. They will contact up to 20 different carriers to do your shopping for you and find you the best price while you sit at home and just wait for them to save you a whole bunch of money. You can check them out at tundrainsurance.com or just stop by. They're the building immediately south of Big Irv's on Main Street. Friendly guys, usually in the office. Stop in and they'll give you a free quote. All right, very, very excited to bring on our next guest here. Brandon Nitro is darn near wrestled every single BZW show. A crowd favorite, no doubt, but coming off of a loss. So interesting to kind of, interested, to see sort of where his head is at and what he is thinking moving forward after, you know, losing that first opportunity at the Sub-Zero Championship to Kyle Pro at Winterslam. Joining me now, Mr. Bang himself, Brandon Nitro. Brandon, how are you?
Oh, fabulous.
Let's go in the Wayback Machine. Let's go all the way to the beginning. Where are you from, and what's kind of your athletic background? What did you do? You play any sports in high school, college? Did you wrestle? Where are you from, and kind of what's your background?
I am from Brandon, South Dakota. So I always got Brandon from Brandon all the time because my real name is Brandon. I did track and field. I did basketball till I was a sophomore, junior, and then I switched to wrestling at that point. And then I played football through high school. And then a few years after high school, I played some minor league football, was about it. And then now professional wrestling for the last 8 years.
And did you grow up a fan of the business? I mean, when you were growing up in Brandon, did you, you know, folks talk about, I guess our vintage folks talk about turning on the TV every Monday night. Did you turn on the TV every Monday night?
Oh, I remember switching back and forth with the wars with WCW and WWF at the time. I mean, I would be in my parents' basement tearing the couch cushions off the couches and giving swanton bombs to pillows at watching the Hardy Boys. I mean, I loved wrestling growing up. My cousin Rich really got me into it. And, I mean, just watching DX growing up. I mean, I grew up in that era of watching the Monday Night Wars.
Honestly, I pity people that didn't grow up during the Attitude Era.
I know. It's not the same anymore.
It's not. Who were your guys?
Back then, I loved Val, Venus, and the Godfather. Don't know why, but still to this day, every show I go to that at least we take my car to, I have Val Venus on my dashboard. He leads me in my everyday life.
See, this is why you think it's not the same, because neither Val Venus nor the Godfather could make it on TV today.
They could not.
Have any influences? You mentioned Val Venus and the Godfather, but, you know, we all steal a little bit from our own characters, our own, you know, become our own wrestlers. But anybody that you feel like you have taken little pieces from and kind of fit them into your game?
A lot of Val Venus. I do a lot of his moves. I've even got to meet the guy. I do a lot of him, a lot of Rick Rude, a lot of the swiveling of the hips. I mean, I'm more of the good guys, and never really got to see Rick Rude being a nice guy, but I mean, I just loved his demeanor.
You're not a big, we talked a little bit, you know, we tried to get our ducks in a row here for this. And you mentioned that you're not a huge guy on the current product. You kind of prefer to play the hits, to play the oldies, to watch even stuff from, like we mentioned, growing up. I'm going to be 35 here soon. I'm not quite sure where you're at, but you know, we're in that. Okay, we were kids during the Attitude Era. You know, getting detention for telling our teachers to suck it. Era. You know, time. But you like to watch stuff from even before that.
Yes. Yeah. I love the old Ric Flair, and when Dusty was on there all the time on NWA, Hands of Stone, Ronnie Garvin, Jimmy Garvin, Gorgeous Jimmy Garvin. I love just watching them do promos and how much the people loved it, and they thought it was everything.
Have you had a chance to take in any of the new NWA product on YouTube, the NWA Power?
No, not really.
Give it a look, because they give it the old school studio vibe. Obviously new talent, but yeah. I think you might enjoy an episode or two. Just dip your toe in the water and maybe you'll thank me later.
All right.
If you could wrestle any indie wrestler right now, doesn't necessarily have to be in the upper Midwest, but anybody on the indie circuit right now, who'd it be?
Actually, it was someone I recently have faced, and it was Jay Fowler, and it was at BZW. And the only reason I would like to face him is that's a big guy to be facing. I mean, he is just about to push it up to the next level, and I thought I was wrestling someone else that day, and then all of a sudden I found out I was wrestling him, and I was like, I'm not mentally prepared to wrestle a 20-minute banger with this man, because that's what he loves to do, and he's good at it.
Okay, now contracts don't matter. Anyone in the world, you can book your, obviously book yourself. Who would you throw down with? Anyone in the world, WWE, AEW, New Japan, doesn't matter.
Oh man. LA Knight. I really enjoy LA Knight. I mean, he's not a huge guy, but he makes himself huge in the ring, and I just, his personality and the way he carries himself. He's always wrestling good guys and just making them look even better.
Brandon, I am telling you, go check out LA Knight's work on NWA Power as Eli Drake. I'm leading you to water here, I promise. I fell in love with Eli Drake on NWA Power and am very much enjoying his work as LA Knight. Okay, let's get into the nitty-gritty here. At what point of the evolution of your persona as Brandon Nitro did the bang come into play? Because that is the number one thing that I get asked about Brandon Nitro, is what is the deal with the bang?
Basically, I was sitting in a locker room at Magnum Pro in Omaha, Nebraska, and listening to the promoter, Jason Strife, at the time, just talk about how it would be a great gimmick if there were two guys that got together and they used Bang and they were the Bang Bros and all this. And I was like, well, I had a tag team partner at the time and I tried to pull it off. Well, you know, some people come and go in the industry and my tag team partner fell off and I just kept going with it. And when I started doing it, my personality came out and wrestling became easier. Because before that, I was the convict, and I was trying to be a badass all the time. And I mean, I may look scary from time to time, but I'm a big goofball.
And that certainly, you know, everybody says your best, you know, wrestling gimmick is just yourself turned up to 11. And
that's what I do.
You're right. Your Bang character is certainly, you know, wrestling turned up to 11, or you turned up to being a big goofball. You and I aren't that, you know, don't know each other that well, but if you're describing yourself as a big goofball, then your Bang gimmick is definitely that turned up to at least 11. Speaking of that, when did the idea come? Because there is, I don't know if there's a single skit more over in Below Zero Wrestling than when you get checked for weapons. When did you come up with that idea? And that thing is so over. I mean, it pops the crowd every single time.
I don't know. I don't even really know when the hip thrusting even came in with the banging. It just all of a sudden aligned one time and went and did that. And then I started to turn around and have them try to fill up the backside and everything. I don't even remember when it actually happened. And then it started, we had a ref that hated it. And I think that's why it just kept snowballing. Because he would ref me every time. So it was just a rib and I just keep doing it to him.
It's obviously amazing when you do it with Amanda because she plays off it so well.
Yes.
How did you get involved with Below Zero Wrestling? Were you on the first show?
Yes, I think I have been on all except for maybe two shows. One, maybe two shows.
And which one would you say is your favorite? Is it the Jay Fowler match? Is it you one-on-one with the Buns of Steel? Or do you have a different BZW match that kind of sticks out?
Oh, man, I've had so many. I really enjoyed the ladder match. That was a lot of fun for me. I know those two guys had never been in a ladder match before. So it was really nice having them wanting to bounce their ideas off me to try to get it to work out and look good. Because neither of them had worked with ladders and that way before. I mean, I really like that. I mean, I really liked facing Ken Anderson. It taught me a lot facing him. Those were probably two of my favorite. And this last one with Kyle Pro, I mean, I had a lot of fun with that one. He pushed my limits to do stuff I hadn't done before, and it worked out.
Yeah, I want to ask you about the Kyle Pro match. Obviously, you have to be disappointed in the final result, but one thing about Kyle, so we had Downtown Petey Brown on, who has since become injured and is no longer even on this show, but he just mentioned, you know, Kyle, if you just look at him, seems kind of like a lean guy, right?
Yeah.
But is absolutely freakishly strong. That's what Petey was telling us. Like, he is an absolute horse.
Yes. He, when he picks you up for that burning hammer he does, or whatever the heck it is, where he gets you basically up in a torture rack, and he just goes and picks you up like it's nothing. And I mean, it's scary. I was like, holy shit, I'm up here. Yeah, Kyle, he's very tough competitor. He very physical fit, and I mean, from the way I remember him from when I first started, I think he was starting out around the same time, and the way he has transformed himself is amazing.
How are you looking to kind of get yourself back on track versus Joseph Anderson, and what are you sort of trying to accomplish in BZW in 2023?
2023 and Joseph Anderson. Joseph Anderson, I have faced him from South Dakota to Nebraska to Iowa. Heck, I've been in, I think even in Minot, and faced him. And he is tough every time. And I think we're about tied on matches too. But I have something to prove. And every time, I don't want people to think that when I have the big opportunities that I always just come up short. I was there for the heavyweight championship for BZW. I was there for the Sub-Zero championship for BZW and came up short both times. And I'm just going to keep pushing because one of those titles, if not both, will be around my waist by the end of the year.
All right, Brandon, we always take the opportunity at the end here to have you guys do some of the work for us. Give me, you know, 30 seconds to a minute on why folks should show up this Saturday at 7 o'clock in Bismarck, North Dakota.
This Saturday, Bismarck, North Dakota, the Sioux Falls stud, your South Dakota sex symbol and your mom's favorite wrestler will be half naked, greased up, and grappling another man. And if that isn't enough for you to be in Bismarck this Saturday, man, I don't even know what you are thinking.
All right, Brandon, we appreciate you. Thank you so much for your time.
Yeah, no problem.
Certainly want to thank Brandon for his time. Entertaining interview there. Very excited to watch him work on Saturday. And let's get right into it, folks. Let's get into the Heart River Rumble preview. Mac and Matthias with Sylvester J. Fox versus Jackson Slater and Mason Mayhem. I tell you what, guys, Sly's guys have to get back on track after taking that L right in the middle of the ring to the Mortons, Downtown Petey Brown, and most importantly, DeLorean Diggs. DeLorean not going to be at this show. So a perfect opportunity, I believe, for Sly's guys to kind of move on, turn the page, get the stink of that loss off of him. As I mentioned, DeLorean Diggs not scheduled to appear. So a real opportunity for Sly's guys to get the stink of the loss off of them. And boy, if Mac isn't, you know, maybe the guy to help him do that, the Big Hoss, he is a load. Very impressive and imposing individual. Matthias, not a small competitor himself. And Mason Mayhem, you know, a guy not on the last show, but somebody also trying to get over a loss to Nick the Natural Nelson at Tundra Mania. So you got to think that both of these teams are just trying to find some positive momentum going into 2023. But I would guess that Sly's guys are the more desperate group. He is a man who is highly motivated, and I just cannot imagine that he is thrilled with that sweet, sweet L that he took personally, taking the finish at Winter Slam at the Sanctuary in Fargo, North Dakota. Two guys, the aforementioned Nick the Natural Nelson and Rock Solid Ross, a little bit rudderless. Nelson picking up that victory at Tundra Mania, but not on the Winter Slam card. And you just kind of got to wonder where the road is taking these two absolute BZW stalwarts in Rock Solid Ross and Nick Nelson. These two guys are, as I mentioned, absolute stalwarts in the business, absolute stalwarts in Below Zero Wrestling. But what are they doing? Are they, you know, sub-zero championship threats? Are they Below Zero Wrestling championship threats to Jack Ledger? Where are these guys going? I think the winner of this match really has an opportunity to catapult himself forward in the conversation for some BZW gold, because right now I just don't have a great grasp on the direction for Rock Solid Ross or Nick the Natural Nelson. Speaking of direction, Bobby Brennan obviously looking to, you know, potentially jump, bounce back from the biggest loss of his career. I'm not sure. You know, nobody's spoken to Bobby since Jack hit that vertebraker and got the 1-2-3 right there in the Sanctuary in Fargo, North Dakota, defending Jack's title. But Bobby, you know, put so much. You saw the physical transformation, got an unbelievable shape, and absolutely wrestled, you know, his ass off in Fargo, only to lose to Jack. He is looking to get back on track against Mr. Incredible. I believe Mr. Incredible last worked in Wahpeton for BZW, but always an entertaining guy to watch work. Bobby Brennan, though, I mean, he's got to be out for blood. If I were Mr. Incredible, I would be on my toes, because this is going to be a jaded, jilted Bobby Brennan looking for a win after, you know, that wonderful, wonderful match with his brother Jack Ledger. Unfortunately for him, ending in yet another Jack Ledger victory. Speaking of someone with something to prove, our guy Brandon Nitro, you just heard my interview with him, looking to get back on track against Joseph Anderson after losing the Sub-Zero Championship to Kyle Pro. Kyle Pro making his first title defense versus Uriah Upton, an up-and-comer. You know, we had Downtown Petey Brown on the last show, and Petey was so excited to take on Kyle Pro. Just an ox of a human being, much, much stronger than he looks. And Downtown Petey Brown, such a high-flying act, such a high-risk and high-reward offensive performer. But it was not to be. Sometimes that high risk involves injury, and right now Petey's got an ankle. We're not going to see Downtown Petey Brown against Kyle Pro. We're going to see whippersnapper, young and up-and-coming Uriah Upton, one of the exciting young talents here at Below Zero Wrestling, and he really has an opportunity to make a statement. His first match in the company, potentially capturing some BZW gold against the missing piece, Kyle Pro. That one, folks, has the opportunity to be a banger. Speaking of bangers, the triple threat at Winter Slam was so electric, we decided to do it twice. Triple threat, Stonehenge versus Rampage Santana versus Jake Taylor, and the winner will take on Jack Ledger for the BZW title the same night. I would guess, I'm just guessing. I don't book the show. You know, I'm just there to, well, you'll find out what I'm there to do. But I don't book the show. I would guess this one will go on first to give the victor the maximum amount of time to recuperate and try to get ready to take on the champion. But Rampage Santana's red hot, man, and he is a high-level performer, picked up a win at Tundra Mania, picked up a win at Winter Slam. This guy is red hot, and he's an elite-level athlete. Stonehenge is a big man, and Jake Taylor, folks, is someone with something to prove. You know, talked about what makes a man, talked about just his goals in Below Zero Wrestling and what he needs to accomplish in 2023, what he wants to accomplish. And folks, that's gold around his waist. That is gold around the waist of the man with the beard. Jake Taylor's got a lot to prove got a couple L's on that record. Got a couple of L's on that record. And, you know, definitely looking to get into the left-hand side of the win-loss column. And here's his shot. You know, you want to be a champion in 2023? How don't you get that bad boy knocked out by the end of March? All he's got to do is beat a red-hot Rampage Santana, Stonehenge, in a triple threat match. And then, you know, wrestle his second match of the night against a, you know, nearly undefeated champion in Jack Ledger. And that's the big question, right? How long can Jack hold the BZW title? Absolutely unforgettable performance at WinterSlam. Unbelievable finish. Such unique offense. Whipping out the claw. You know, what he was able to do, I think multiple go to sleep attempts or hit Crossroads. Unfortunately, hit referee Alex Benson with Crossroads. But his offensive repertoire is so deep. You just have to wonder how long this man can hold on to that beautiful, beautiful Below Zero Wrestling World Championship. Jack Ledger to take on the winner of that triple threat. And folks, that's all we've got. That's all we've got for you. We are so very hopeful that you will make your way to Bismarck for this show. It's going to be awesome. Doors at 6, show at 7, Bismarck, North Dakota. Tickets are $10. Get them on BelowZeroWrestling.com. Thank all you wonderful people for listening. Thanks to our sponsors, Prairie Pest Control and Tundra Insurance. We'll see you in Bismarck.